What if anybody could make a website or a smartphone app just by telling their computer, do it, without needing to know anything about programming? Well, that is quickly becoming a reality thanks to artificial intelligence, and this could have big implications for what it means to be a programmer. NPR's John Ruich explains.
Chloe Samaha's startup Bond offers software that helps company leaders stay on top of projects and manage the fire hose of information they face every day. She explains from a San Francisco coffee shop.
It's an AI chief of staff for CEOs and busy execs.
Samaha wasn't trained to write code. She and her business partner built the first version of the product and the website through a process called vibe coding. It's a new term coined earlier this spring, and it means using AI chatbots like ChatGPT as well as other new AI tools to code software. The beauty is that you don't need to know anything about coding software. Samaha says she and her business partner split the work, and it was pretty painless.
He was on his way back from a ski trip and built the entire back end in six, like the entire agent, the entire back end, everything in 6 hours. And I built the front end in like an hour and a half, and we just had a functional product.
Artificial intelligence is shaking up the world of tech, and software development is at the bleeding edge. Samaha, who's 21 and just graduated from college, says Bond recently got a $500,000 investment from the venture capital firm Y Combinator. Tom Blomfield is a group partner there. He knows how to code. But to test AI's fast-evolving ability to create software, he vibe-coded, mostly with voice commands, a website called Recipe Ninja. It can make recipes and interact with cooks.
It's probably like 30,000 lines of code now. That would have taken me, I don't know, maybe a year to build. And I did it. It wasn't overnight, but I probably spent 100 hours on that.
I gave Recipe Ninja's voice assistant a spin, asking it to come up with a recipe using my Memorial Day barbecue leftovers.
Here's an idea for a delicious dish. Cheeseburger and bratwurst breakfast skillet. Ingredients.
Okay, AI's culinary tastes may be a work in progress, but Blomfield says he expects it to radically change the software industry.
Instead of having coding assistants, we're going to have actual AI coders, and then an AI project manager, an AI designer, and a kind of, over time, an AI manager of all of this. And we're going to have swarms of these things.
If it's all done by AI, I asked him, where do people fit in?
Really, that is the question we're all grappling with.
In 2021, Blomfield told a podcast that would-be startup founders should learn to code first and foremost. Today, he's not so sure he'd give that same advice.
Coders feel like they are tending kind of organic gardens by hand, you know, they're pruning little bonsai trees or something. And it's very valuable, the work they do, but we are producing these superhuman agents that are going to be as good as the best coders in the world, like very, very soon.
For many designers of websites and apps, it's a boon. Vibe coding tools allow them to try lots of things quickly rather than having to hand their ideas off to software engineers to create prototypes one by one.
For every idea, there are 10 ideas that are not explored today because there simply isn't the time.
Yuki Yamashita is chief product officer at Figma, a leading design software firm. Earlier this month, it rolled out an AI-enabled product that effectively lets designers vibe code.
So we think that more ideas will be explored and more ideas will be validated much, much faster.
That may translate into demand for more designers. Adam Resnick, a research manager with the tech consultancy IDC, says software developers may also have a little runway ahead of them, even if things are progressing quickly.
The vast majority of developers are using AI tools in some way. What we also see is that a reasonably high percentage of the code output from those tools needs further curation by people, by experienced people.
And that's a job that AI can't do, at least not yet. John Ruich, NPR News, San Francisco.